Okay, so we're going to begin Hilchos Shabbos as relates to Melacha Bonin. We did the Toldah of Ohel, which had many ramifications. Now we're going to go to other aspects of Bonin, and discuss the halachic ramifications of the Melacha Bonin. Okay, so one of the qualifications that are made on Melacha's Bonin is brought down by the Yerushalmi and Shabbos on Zayin Beis, which is on the Gemara Nun Beis and Beis. And the Gemara brings down that the source of Melacha's Bonah is really where the Mishkan, this week's Parsha, were built from Krushim. And since the Krushim were placed into Adanim, into these sockets, so the beams of the Mishkan were built together to create a Mishkan. That was the Melacha of Bonah, which is the reason why we have the Isra Melacha of Bonah on Shabbos. Now, the Yishalmi Sham points out, they raise the question that if you think about it, the Mishkan, given the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Klal Yisrael that they would go to Eretz Yisrael, so it comes out that the Mishkan was really just a temporary structure, which we refer to as a binyan l'sha'ah, a temporary binyan. So the Chasam Sofer and Or HaChaim Siman Ayin Beis spells out that a binyan l'sha'ah is a binyan that's only there for a temporary basis, which has the intention, which you have the intention of dismantling it at some point in time. So just like Klal Yisrael dismantled their Mishkan, that's what a binyan l'sha'ah is. So the question becomes, is a binyan l'sha'ah chayiv for Shabbos or not? So guess what? The Yerushalmi says that if the makor for Melacha's Bonah stems from a structure which was binyan l'sha'ah, which was a Mishkan, so you see from here, says the Yerushalmi, that a binyan l'sha'ah is considered a binyan and would violate Melacha's Bonah. You don't have to build a binyan that will last forever. Even a temporary binyan is considered a bonah, a Melacha's Bonah. So although you're going to dismantle this structure, even if it's made of sturdy material, it will be bonah. That's the Yerushalmi stance. The question becomes, what is the Bavli's stance, and will this be a heter in the Bavli or not? In the Yerushalmi, it is for sure aser and Melacha d'oraisa. But what is the stance of the Bavli? Does the Bavli have any indication either way? So it comes out that it's a machlokes achronim. The Or HaSameach in Shabbos, Yud Yud Beis, he holds that the Bavli agrees with the Yerushalmi. The Bavli agrees with the Yerushalmi that a binyan l'sha'ah is considered a meleches bonah. And as we will see soon in a second, there's a riot to this Or HaSameach. However, the Chasam Sofer, in that one that we just quoted, Ayin Beis, argues and says that no, the Bavli holds that a binyan l'sha'ah is a heter for bonah. Bonah is restricted to structures which are going to be built on a permanent basis. If it's going to be dismantled, there will be no melacha of bonah. So it comes out, Yerushalmi, everyone holds, the Yerushalmi says explicitly, binyan l'sha'ah is melacha's bonah. In the Bavli, with the Machlokas Achronim, Or HaSameach says he agrees to the Yerushalmi. Whereas the Chasam Sofer says, and this is the Chiddush, that Bavli holds that a binyan l'sha'ah is not considered a bonah. Now, the question becomes, are there any indications in the Bavli? Where in the Bavli do we see any indication? So the Avnei Nezer, in Or HaChaim Reish Yud Aleph, Os Yud, brings down the Gemara Mem Zayin Amud Aleph in Shabbos, which may be an indication that a raya against the Chasam Sofer, that really the Bavli does agree to the Yerushalmi, that a binyan l'sha'ah is a binyan. What's the Gemara over there? The Gemara is speaking about these coppersmiths, copper workers who used to travel a lot to do their avoda, to do their business. So where do they sleep? There wasn't a Motel 6 back then. There wasn't a Holiday Inn or a Days Inn. So what they did was they carried with them a mita shel tarsiyim, a bed shel tarsiyim. Tarsiyim means a coppersmith. It's a portable bed. It was basically a cot. They used to carry along with them a cot, and whenever they camped for the night for the in the nearby city, they would build this bed, this portable bed, out of different parts, and they would build it and they would sleep on it. So Gemara brings Rav and Shmuel, who say that if one were to assemble this bed on Shabbat, on Shabbos, that would be chayiv echatas. So the Avnei Nezer says, and the Tosfos Yerushalayim also say this. Look, what are we talking about here? We're talking about a portable bed with the intention of dismantling it. And yet, Rav and Shmuel say, you're chai v'chatas. So it sounds like Bona is not restricted to only permanent structures. Even temporary structures are Bona. It's chai v'chatas. Yeah. Skila. Thrown off a cliff. With stones. Yeah. So I pulled a fast one on you. Because, so what's happening? So these are going to bring down this kasha against the Chassam Sofer. Because the Maisa, the Chassam Sofer saying the Bavli holds on the one hand that we do not say Binyan L'Shah. It's not Bona against the Yerushalmi. But the Avi Nezer is pointing out, the Tosh Yerushalmi is pointing out that we have a seemingly a Muchach Dika Gemara, Mita Shel Tarsiyim, portable bed, dismantling, temporary, Chayav Chatas. So you see that Binyan L'Shah is a Bona, the Fi the Bavli. So there's one thing you could have caught me on, which no one picked up on, which is okay, because it, kind of, well, let's see. I didn't really give you an opening for it, so it's not, no one's, so it happens to be there's a Machlokish Rishonim on that Gemara itself, what the Malacha is. All the Gemara says is Chaya B'chatas. It never says for what? Which Malacha? So guess what? Toso says it's Bonin. It's bonus. So then, Enechanami, the Fitosos, we have a good ironclad raya against the Chassam Sofer. The Bavli seems to hold that it's bonus. But the Chassam Sofer has a way out. Because Rashi on that Gemara argues on Tosos. If you recall from last Chabura, we pointed out that Rashi doesn't hold of Binyan Bekalim. There's no such thing as Binyan Bekalim at all. And this portable bed is a Kli. So he can't learn the Gemara as bonus. Ella, rather, Nervas, what does Rashi learn the Gemara as? It's Makim Epatish. You are Gomer Kli. When you build a Kli, it's called Makim Epatish. So Rashi learns the Gemara as Makim Epatish. So according to Rashi, the Chassam Sofer has a way out. The Gemara is never saying at any point in time that you're Chai from Malachas Bonin. In Tosfos, there may be a Raya. You may be able to get out of Tosfos, but there would be a starting point at least. But in Rashi, Chassam Sofer can just say that he learns like Rashi. But Enechanami, Tosfos would have to be dealt with. So, Bekitzer, we have a Machlokas Achronim between Or Sameach Chassam Sofer. What is the stance of the Bavli? Everyone agrees Yerushalmi holds that a Binyan L'Shah is Bona. But what is the stance of the Bavli? Machlokas or Sameach holds that Bavli also agrees that Binyan L'Shah is a Bona. Whereas Chassam Sofer learns that it is not a Bona, potential Raya from the Gemara Mem Zayin, with a possible dichui. Now, how is this relevant in halacha? Where does this come up in halacha? So, let me give you two practical applications. One of them is not so practical, unless you'll see why. The second one is very practical. So, the first one, which is extremely interesting, but not as practical, is a shaila that was once brought up by the Har Tzvi. Shaila is the Tshuva's Har Tzvi, which is Rav Sachs's great-grandfather, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. So, the Har Tzvi brings up the following shaila that he was asked. He said, someone asked him, he was a Bal Kore. Yehuda, you have the face of a Bal Kore. You a Bal Kore? Wow, I got it. So maybe this is practical for you, Yehuda. Kind of, you'll see. So the Bal Kore, Yehuda goes over to the Har Tzvi, Tzvi Pesach Frank, and says, listen, I have dentures. I have dentures. And when I lean, the dentures start to move back and forth. And it makes my leaning very difficult. I get very distracted. I can't pronounce the letters so well because my dentures move back and forth, my teeth. So is it permissible for me to take a certain type of glue, which the doctor gave me, some kind of powder that turns into glue, which I can put onto the roof of my mouth, and it would allow the dentures to stick solid to my mouth and wouldn't move at all. And it over time, it lasts for about an hour and a half, and then it kind of dissolves, the glue dissolves, and the dentures can move again. But it's only going to be there for an hour, hour and a half. Am I allowed to put this type of powder glue on the roof of my mouth to allow the dentures to stay in place so that I can be a Bal Kore par excellence and lane for my Kehillah? Is that mutter or not? So the Har Tzvi says that we know that Malachas Bona does apply to the body. Rashi and Ksubis points this out. Malachas Bona, it's a Gemara in Sadi Hey, really, that Malachas Bona applies to the body. The Gemara actually has an interesting core for this, because the Pasuk in Bereishis by Adam and Chava says, Vayiven es atzela, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built Chava from the rib. So you see that the word Bona is used when it comes to an Adam. So Bona applies to an Adam. So he says, Pashtus, perhaps at first glance, this guy, this Bal Koire, should not be able to put this glue on his roof of his mouth, because the dentures are going to be nivne into his mouth. That may potentially be a binyan on Shabbos. So the Har Tzvi says that you can make an argument based on this halacha of the Chasam Sofer. Because if we hold that binyan l'sha'a, a temporary binyan, is not malachas bona, so here too, since the adhesion of the glue of to the dentures to the roof is only temporary, so this would only be considered a binyan l'sha'a to the Adam. And there would be a heter. So the Har Tzvi says that this would be a possible sniff l'hakel for this Bal Kore to allow him to do this. So it would depend on this discussion. If you go with the Or Sameach and the Yerushalmi and the Or Sameach and the Bavli, it would be Aser, because the Bin L'Shah is still Bonin. But if you go to the Chasam Sofer, there'd be a Snif L'Hakel that the Chasam Sofer would say it's Mutter. Now, the Har Tzvi does point out that even if you want to hold like the Or Sameach and the Yerushalmi, that Bin L'Shah is a Bonin, that only applies to materials that are going to inherently last for a long time. Meaning the materials themselves are sturdy materials. But if the material is intrinsically incapable of lasting for a long time, it would be mutter, according to everyone. So in other words, when we say bina l'shah may be a heter or not, that's only speaking about a case where you're building a real bonet. You have real solid structure of metal and wood, etc. But you have in mind to dismantle it. That's what gives it its temporary status. But if the materials themselves are dissolved and they break on their own within a short period of time, everyone would agree that that's mutter. So at first, the Har Tzvi says that this denture case would be talui on Bina L'Shah or not. But on the other hand, at the end, he says, everyone should agree that this is mutter, because even if you hold Bina L'Shah as a binyan, that's only if it's with the intent to take it down with your mind. But if the material itself is going to dissolve on its own, that's not even called a binyan. So therefore, this adhesion, the dentures, to the dentures is not going to be an issue according to everyone. So that's the not so practical, but definitely engaging and fun, practical application of this halacha. So Yehuda, when you get older, Mitzvashem, Admev Eshrim, when you get to 100, and you're still laning for a kehillah, and you have your dentures in your mouth, this Har Tzvi will be very relevant to your situation of how to lane for your kehillah with your dentures. Hopefully you'll have your teeth till Admeh V'Eshem also. But just in case you don't, these dentures will come in handy. Okay, that's application one. Application two is the famous shaila when it comes to umbrellas. Using an umbrella on Shabbos. So this is actually a beautiful Noda B'Yehuda who has a tshuva in Or HaChaim Siman Lamed about all the possible heter for umbrellas on Shabbos, whether or not it would violate Malachas Bonin. So the Noda B'Yehuda says that it has been a number of years since this item called an umbrella has entered into his kehillah, into his shul. And he said many people in his shul started using it on Shabbos. And when he got to the shul, the base Knesset on Shabbos, he made a hachraza, he made a macha, and he says that it's absolutely usher to open an umbrella on Shabbos, and he is choshesh that it'll even be a chi of skila, Yehuda, even a chi of skila. And he says that he adds later on that it's even usher to use an umbrella even if it was opened before Shabbos. You cannot use an umbrella on Shabbos. So the starting point of the Noda B'Yehuda is based on previous Chaburas that we've had, that we know that Bona, the Tolda of Bona, is an Ohel. Here, so we know that a Gag Tefach, a horizontal Gag Tefach, is an Ohel. And according to the Rif, we pointed out that a keva, all keva d'oraisa, all it needs is a horizontal gag and walls. So you'll say to me, where are the walls in this umbrella? You definitely have a tefach, but where are the walls? So the Gemara in Shabbos points out a very interesting zach. The Gemara says that as long as you have a tefach wide within the first three tefachim of a slope, that's called the gag. So you don't have to have it horizontal like this all the time. You can have a slope, but as long as the slope creates a horizontal tefach, that's also a gag. And then the Gemara says that whatever is the gag, the after that slope of three tefachim will be your walls. So as long as you have a gag tefach, the umbrella has a gag tefach, definitely the first three tefachim has a tefach. And then after that point, once you reach a tefach, the rest will be considered your wall. So according to the Rif, the Noda Biyuda says, an umbrella is an ol keva de'oraisa and should be also to use on Shabbos skila. However, Chsam Sofer, our Halakha Chsam Sofer, argues on the Noda Biyuda and says that there's no issur de'oraisa bechlal to use an umbrella on Shabbos. And he gives three reasons. The one that we're going to focus in on is the one that we're holding up right now. Chsam Sofer says that a binyan l'sha is not a binyan. So no one's using his umbrella forever on a permanent basis. It's just when there's some drizzles, when it's raining. Says Chsam Sofer, the Noda Biyuda is wrong. You're allowed to use an umbrella on Shabbos because it's not a binyan. It's not a tolda of boda. It's not an oel because of the heter of binyan l'sha. Chsam Sofer goes on to say that it wouldn't even be an issur derabanan bichlal. If you want to open an umbrella, no problem. No deraisa, no derabanan. Mikra hadin, there's no issue of using an umbrella if you're the Chsam Sofer. However, the Chsam Sofer does say that a chassid should be careful not to carry it. A shomer nafsho should stay away from it. But in principle, in Mikra hadin, he has no problem deraisa derabanan to open an umbrella on Shabbos. And you shouldn't make such a ruckus about umbrellas, he says. It's totally fine, totally mutter, based on this heter of Bin L'sha. So those are the two practical applications that we have of Bin L'sha. We have a Machlokas Achronim. We have the Yoshami holding Bin L'sha is Bone. Machlokas Achronim between the Or Sameach, Sam Sofer, whether or not Bavli holds this way or not. Or Sameach says yes. But Sam Sofer, which is our Shita of the night, holds not that way. Bin L'sha is mutter. They have a potential raya from Mitzvah Tarsiyah from the coppersmith's portable bed. We were doche that raya. And then we brought two practical applications. The first is the denture case, which at first should be tully, but the Hartzvi points out everyone will agree that it's mutter because intrinsically it dissolves. And the second application is the halacha of umbrellas, which Noda Biyuda wants the asher d'oraisa uskila based on the Rif, ohel keva. But the Chsam Sofer again comes along with his qualification, with his heter, and says, no, a bin l'sha is mutter. That's the end of tonight's chabura. Go ahead.